is essential that we accelerate the passage of the eviction ban bill so that tenants are given proper long-term tenure security, particularly going into this winter. This bill was passed in February, yet the government continues to drag its heels in its attempt to stall it. I was completely against the lifting of the eviction ban in April. However, the continuous rise in homelessness numbers and with winter looming, this is a particularly important time to reinstate that ban. There is a severe lack of rentals available across the country, and particularly in rural areas as well. There were only 37 properties available to rent in the entire county of Donegal this morning. Of these, none are affordable for those on HAP, and the reality is that households facing eviction are most likely facing homelessness as well. As chairman on the board of the North West Simon community, I have seen the pressure that voluntary homeless organisations are currently facing. The number of people homeless in the region is increasing significantly every year. Last year, 539 people sought support from the North West Simon community, including 292 adults and 244 children, with 15% of the referrals coming from Donegal County Council. The organisation provided social housing to 23 households in Donegal and Leitrim and assisted 239 households in relation to homelessness or the risk of homelessness. Figures for July 2023 alone show that the emergency accommodation was provided to 155 people. This is totally disgraceful. And Minister O'Brien's Housing for All has completely failed. And since he published the Housing for All strategy in 2021, homelessness in the North West region has not only increased, but has increased by a massive 80.2%. Over 80%, Minister. That is your government's legacy. And it will continue to be your legacy unless drastic measures are introduced in your budget in 2 weeks' time. Homeless organisations are severely underfunded, and since the government has failed to protect its citizens from homelessness, the very least you can do is sufficiently fund the organisations that do provide for them. The Homeless Action Plan for the North West region stated, "It was widely felt that services are overstretched and underfunded by Section 10 homelessness funding." I raised this issue this very month last year, and I warned the then Taoiseach and now Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, that essential homeless services in the North West were in danger of closing their doors. I have also warned Minister O'Brien in multiple emails and in meetings with his officials, which he failed to show up to, despite representatives travelling from the North West for an arranged meeting with him to outline the dangerous situation that the area is facing. We cannot afford for any homeless service to be under threat of closing in the midst of one of the worst homeless crises to ever face the country, and while homeless numbers continue to soar at the rate at which they are going. I would urge the government to commit sufficient funding to homeless services in the North West in the upcoming budget and to engage with the services to properly target homelessness, those at risk of homelessness and hidden homelessness, which is particularly present in rural communities. We cannot be in the position next year with 244 children in the North West face homelessness again. But even more frightening is the thought of these families facing homelessness without the support of the organisations that are there to help them, because one thing's for certain, the county councils or the government aren't willing to help them anyway. If we are serious about tackling homelessness and we need to provide households with the support that they need during the crisis, which includes passing the People Before Profits Eviction Ban Bill, because the reality is they need a secure roof over their head in the very first instance. To reduce the number of families facing homelessness in the first place should be our priority and should be your government's priority as well, but unfortunately it's not, and that's the reality of the situation. I think your government's priority is providing money for private landlords and providing money for private developers, and that's the only thing that you're actually willing to do. Thank you.